Hi, this is Rodney, and welcome to All About Spanish Verbs. In this podcast, we examine the most essential Spanish verbs and learn the most common uses of them in everyday speech through practical examples. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about the most common uses of the verb quedarse. Quedarse is a reflexive verb with many different meanings. So, with that said, let's get started. Quedarse can be used to talk about where you're staying. Voy a quedarme con mi hermana. I'm going to stay with my sister. ¿Dónde te quedas? Where are you staying? Me quedo en un hotel cerca de tu casa. I'm staying in a hotel close to your house. Tu hermano puede quedarse conmigo. Your brother can stay with me. Let's look at a few past tense examples. Me quedé en un hotel en el centro. I stayed in a hotel downtown. Ella se quedó en casa en lugar de ir a la clase. She stayed at home instead of going to class. You can use it to talk about how long you're staying. Me quedo tres días en España. I'm staying in Spain for 3 days. Solo puedo quedarme un par de horas. I can only stay a few hours. You can use quedarse to talk about keeping something. Me quedé con el libro de mi profesor. I kept my professor's book. No te quedes con lo que no es tuyo. Don't keep what's not yours. Quédate con el cambio. Keep the change. El cajero automático se quedó con mi tarjeta. The ATM machine took my card. Ella se quedó con mi dinero. She kept my money. Quédate aquí un momento, que voy al baño. Stay here for a minute. I'm going to the bathroom. You can also use quedarse in a sense of to choose. Me quedo con este. I'll take this one. Ya decidí. Me quedo con los pantalones grises. I decided. I'll take the gray pants. Quedarse is also used to describe permanent or temporary changes in physical or emotional states. And when it comes to physical states, it can include both people and things. Now, this is where quedarse has a ton of uses, and I'm going to give you quite a few examples. But the number of possibilities are practically infinite. Me quedé triste cuando se fue. I was sad when she left. Perdón por llegar tarde. Me quedé dormido. Sorry I'm getting here late. I overslept. In the example above, we said, me quedé dormido means to oversleep. But you can also say, me quedé dormido, to say you fell asleep. Mientras leía, me quedé dormido. While I was reading, I fell asleep. Whether it means I fell asleep or I overslept depends on context. Let's look at some more examples of ways to use quedarse. Me quedo sin dinero. I don't have any money left. No me gusta quedarme sola en casa. I don't like to be at home alone. No te quedes ahí parado. Don't just stand there. Me quedé en blanco. My mind went blank. Él se quedó ciego en un accidente. He was blinded in an accident. ¿Por qué no me quedo embarazada? Why can't I get pregnant? Ella se quedó embarazada antes de casarse. She got pregnant before getting married. Mi celular se quedó sin batería. My cell phone battery is dead. Jorge se quedó sin trabajo. Jorge lost his job. Me estoy quedando pelón. I'm going bald. And that's it for today. As you can see, the verb quedarse has a wide range of meanings. Stay tuned for the next episode of All About Spanish Verbs. Un saludo y hasta el próximo episodio. Ciao.